I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for September 8th, 2026. A Louisville judge rejected former Governor Matt Bevin's plea for leniency recently, saying he must serve out the rest of his 60-day jail sentence. Kentucky Public Radio's Joe Sonka reports.
The former GOP governor of Kentucky entered the courtroom in an orange jumpsuit under the custody of the local jail. He was arrested Thursday on an outstanding arrest warrant from June when he was held in contempt for refusing to turn over financial records in his divorce case. Bevin's attorney Scott Cox asked for either a reduced sentence or home incarceration, but Jefferson Family Court Judge Angela Johnson refused.
He has over and over again demonstrated a complete disregard and utter disrespect for this court. You are not entitled to a reduction. You've not earned it.
Bevin was arrested while filming a Christmas movie in Paris, Kentucky, where he was an on-camera featured extra. John Helmers is the attorney for Jonah Bevin, the former governor's estranged son who was intervening in a divorce case to seek child support.
Rather than comply with the court orders, he was a fugitive for months and decided to be an extra on a movie set rather than comply with the law of the country.
Judge Johnson says Bevin must serve out his full sentence in the Louisville jail, but suggests that she may revisit the case after 30 days. I'm Joe Sonka in Louisville.
Amid nationwide scrutiny of flock cameras, a Kentucky congressman wants to restrict federal fundings for cities and police departments that use those license plate readers. Republican Representative Thomas Massey has filed a measure called the Flock Off Act that would prevent local governments from using federal dollars to buy or maintain flock cameras. Governor Andy Beshear says some of the surveillance devices have solved or prevented crimes, while others have been misused by police and other officials.
The right policies have to be in place. The right supervision has to be in place. The right audits have to be in place. And if they are not, then no, there should not be a flock camera without the right system.
Artificial intelligence is fueling a wave of data center construction, but one northern Tennessee community has had a hyperscale operation in its backyard for 2 years. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has a 900-acre campus in the Gallatin Industrial Center. Elizabeth Holmes's property backs up to that operation. She says there's a low-frequency hum at night.
I wondered, what are the effects of this buzzing? I mean, I noticed that, of course, I don't hear coyotes like I used to. Insects, too. I have a feeling nature has gotten scared away.
Holmes lives on Bright's Lane, where several homes have been put on the market since the data center began operation. The mayor of Galton says she doesn't hear many concerns from residents, and Meta is currently the largest revenue contributor to the city and county. Opponents say the impact of the data center is still not completely known, and there's a push to impose a moratorium to prevent another one until more regulations are in place. Louisville officials fired two public works employees who were involved in the unintentional killing of a homeless woman during an alleyway cleanup in February. Roberto Roldan says a third employee would have been fired if they hadn't already retired.
Records obtained by LPM News show the firings came down on Thursday after the city concluded its internal investigation. On February 12th, a two-man crew operating a dump truck and hydraulic claw picked up debris that included 35-year-old Tyra Adams, who was asleep under some blankets. Adams later died from her injuries. The two fired employees included one of the men in the truck and his supervisor. Louisville Metro's Department of Human Resources determined the employees violated several policies, including general safety standards. The Jefferson County Attorney's Office already decided last month not to pursue criminal charges. The city is still facing a wrongful death lawsuit from the family. I'm Roberto Roldan in Louisville.
The state budget director says Kentucky tax revenue fell $1 billion short of triggering a future income tax cut in the recently ended fiscal year. This marks the second consecutive year and third time in 4 years that the tax cut triggers were missed. Had revenue hit the budget trigger, the individual income tax rate would have decreased from 3.5% to 3% at the beginning of 2028. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm